Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Micah Lee, and he is the director for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Micah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you're good because this is the season that people get excited about.
It is. It's a great time of year for us on the Cass County Conservation Board. Our parks are very busy. Fishing's picking up with the weather straightening out, and it's a great time to be outside.
Yes, and I know that this weekend is the free fishing. Everybody get their equipment out, get ready, get going. But next weekend, you have a very special event related to fishing.
Yes, we do. For the first time ever, we're going to hold a youth fishing derby. It's going to be open for kids 15 and under. And hopefully we have a great turnout. We're limiting it to 50 participants this year just because we don't want to be overwhelmed.
It can get a little wild and crazy, I'm thinking.
Yes.
And of course, this is going to be a Cold Springs park.
It is a Cold Springs, yeah.
Yes. So, when I think about even 50 kids out there with their poles and all that sort of thing, has to be just a little crazy. But you have some folks that'll be helping you there, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll have three officials there as far as myself, Laura Canning, our naturalist, and Ryan Lockwood, our park superintendent. We'll all be there. We will be doing the weighing and measuring of the fish for the contest, and hopefully we have several volunteers that will be there just to assist kids as well. The adults of the kids that come are welcome to help and assist. If they are 16 years or older, though, and they're helping fishing in any way, they do need to be licensed fishermen. So,
okay, that's important to get that license.
Yep.
But could they put the worm on the hook or whatever?
They can do that. Yep. Yeah.
They can assist them and get stuff ready.
They just can't cast and assist and reel in.
Okay. Yeah,
unless they are licensed, and it wouldn't matter.
Well, now I'm thinking probably quite a few of the people who come are fishing people. That's why they're bringing the kids.
Yeah, more than likely. Yep. And that's the other thing. We would, if somebody's interested in, and never has been, we'll welcome them to come out. There's no cost or anything associated with it. We will be giving away quite a few prizes and a grab bag when each kid signs up. There'll be some little trinkets and fishing stuff in there. And then there will be a raffle afterwards where there'll be prizes enough for each kid to take something home.
Okay.
So we want to get kids interested in it.
And I just have to share this because whenever I hear about these things, brings back memories. Now, I'm not much of a fisherman. My parents were, I have friends, but I participated in one of these. I won the biggest fish prize.
There you go. Yep,
oh, my gosh. I once ran across that picture and go, what? That was me? I did that? I can't believe it. I was pure luck, let me tell you.
Yeah. We've had some great donations from local businesses and businesses a little further away. Capel's donated a lot of stuff for us to give away for the kids. Shields in Omaha and Des Moines, Walmart here in town, and Bass Pro Shops all donated items to be given away for prizes. And a great big thank you to Wyrick Welding and Lewis. They have made up some beautiful trophies that they've cut out of iron. They'll be able to hang on a wall. They're flat. They kind of have an outline of a fish of several different species, and they're really, really neat. So
talk about memories.
Yeah, memories. It'll be a really, really nice prize for kids to take.
Memories in the making for sure. So you would like to have people, I'm assuming, pre-register because you've got this limited number.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
They can get a hold of us on our Facebook page, which is Cass County Conservation. Or they can also just call the office, which is 712-769-2372. If nobody's there, leave a message and we'll get your name written down.
And what you can be contacted, or you at least there's information through the website. Just go to, I've put in Atlantic Iowa or put in Cass County, and there
the Facebook page will actually have more information on this,
okay,
than our actual website.
Okay.
So Facebook or calling the office would be the most efficient way to
Good
get
point.
And
we'll remind people that number here again in a little bit. But you are in the phone book, Cass County Conservation.
We are.
If we don't get that number, but we'll remind folks again. So Kids Fishing Derby, and it's the first.
It is the first.
Now, what time does it start? We haven't said that.
We'd like everybody to be there around between 7:30 and 8 so we can get numbers assigned, and we're going to have a little fish ID prior to the event to let kids know what they are catching if they've never been before.
Sure.
If the DNR, if they have time and are available, they're going to have some actual live fish for us. Otherwise, we'll have pictures. But I know they're busy, really busy this time of year. Sure. So if they can sneak away and do something for us, they're going to. But we will do a little ID and kind of rules meeting.
I was going to say, you have to have some kind of ground rules there and get everybody started.
And then at 8, we start the tournament or derby, and we'll fish for about 3.5 hours till 11:30.
Okay.
Then we'll tally everything up, and after that's all done, then we'll do that raffle that I mentioned.
So what about if somebody says, you know, I've never been fishing, I don't know anything about this. What about equipment?
We have limited equipment available. We have, I think, about 16 rods. We will have some bait there. If somebody forgets, we're not going to have enough probably to supply everybody for the derby. But we will have limited numbers of poles, hooks, and bait for kids if they don't have access that they can use.
Okay, but if you are a fishing family, just bring your equipment, bring your favorite bait, and be prepared to fish.
We're going to allow them to fish for any fish is legal that they can catch. So
What might they catch?
More than likely they're going to catch bluegill and bass.
Uh-huh.
Red ear sunfish as well. The crappie have been stocked in Cold Springs. I haven't seen any come out of there yet. Catfish is a possibility as well. But our bluegill and bass numbers are pretty strong in Cold Springs.
Bluegills, I don't think of as being very big. Bass, I think of as being a little bigger. But, you know, what size bass is in there?
We have an 18-inch minimum length limit. So to keep a bass out of it, Cold Springs, they have to be 18 inches long. There's lots of 12 to 15-inch bass in there, though. They're pretty easy to catch right now. I wouldn't be shocked. I've caught 5-pound bass out of there, so you never know. There's some really nice catfish in there too.
Okay.
But
for a beginner, even a little sunfish.
Yep.
I mean, whatever bites and you can get in, it's pretty exciting.
Our bluegill are actually, for considering bluegill, they're really nice. We have fish up to 9-10 inches.
Okay.
In there, so which is a really nice bluegill. So.
And you know, that amount of time, somebody could maybe catch enough to go home and have supper.
We're going to make it all catch and release.
Okay.
Just don't want to have stringers of fish out there. If they want to stay and fish afterward and take something home to eat, that'd be great. But we are going to do a catch and release for the tournament just so we're not taking a ton of fish out at one time.
Well, and that's good experience for the fisher people,
too. It is. That's a great practice to get into as far as the, you know, kind of a selective harvest. Keep a few nice, decent-sized fish to take home and eat. The great big ones you put back, and so you continue to have a quality fishery. Yeah.
Good point. So lots to learn, especially if you're new at all of this. Do want to mention, we'll come back to remind people of time, place, et cetera, but about camping at Cold Springs Park. You know, how many spaces are there? How do people, can they just drive in? Tell us a bit about camping.
Yeah, the camping area is on top of the hill. It sits above the lake. You actually cannot see the lake from the camping area, but it's a beautiful campground, lots of bur oak, big bur mature oak trees, hickory trees, and the camping's, you're not stacked right on top of each other. It's fairly spread out in places. We have 26 electric camping sites, and the tent sites, we really don't have anything marked out, so we can probably 15 to 20 tent camping areas. But we just kind of let people select where they want to camp in those areas. We don't have an actual site set. We just redid 8 of our pads on the west side of the park. We leveled them and graveled the pads where we were just grass parking before. So nice level spots. Those have been really popular. This spring is the first.
So is it a good idea for them to pre-register for if they want a special spot? Can they do that?
They cannot. We don't have reservations like the state does. Ours is all first come, first serve.
Okay.
And it is self-registration. There's a box up there where it has our envelopes. You just fill out your day, you write your name and your campsite on it, and drop the money in a lockbox.
And what's the fee?
$15 for an electric site. $10 for non-electric.
Okay. I know there's so many campers that love going different places. And so just saying many places, you know, be sure to check out the Cass County Parks, because there's how many in Cass County?
We have 15 areas that we manage. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Some of them are just a small little 20-acre woodlot that's for public hunting.
Sure.
to Cold Springs where it's fully developed. Another really nice park we have in Cass County is the Outdoor Classroom south of Messina. It's one of our areas I think is kind of underutilized. It's a very, very nice area.
And they've just done some renovation for the kitchen.
The shelter is, has a full kitchen in it. Okay. And it's we don't charge to use that shelter either. So
remind us about the Kids Fishing Derby time, place, date.
Cold Springs Park, June 10th. The rain date's the 11th, but we're keeping our fingers crossed for that. We're going to check in from 7:30 to 8, and fishing will be from 8 to 11:30. And it's open to all youth 15 and under. And it's limited to the first 50 applicants.
And to register, call
712-769-2372.
Or go to Facebook.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Michael Lee, for coming in this morning and telling us about the Kids Fishing Derby. And until next time, hey, let's all go fishing or at least enjoy a park.